My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
The new Balance Furon V8, crafted for speed, tested and worn by Bukayo Saka. Experience engineered minimalism at its finest and fastest. We updated the Furon V8 for even faster performance on the pitch. Same ultra-lightweight, precision strike-focused design, now with even greater sense of speed. A new speed control stud supports control during sudden stops, sharp pivots, and moves used by the fastest players, like Saka himself. Step up your game in the new Furon V8. Learn more and get yours at newbalance.com/soccer.
Off the ball, GAA.
The story out there was that they were the tough team, Tipperary. They were the team all the steel. Of course, we were kind of the aristocrats, the team with all the skill.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, reaction to Ireland's 2-1 win against Greece at Tallaght Stadium. Damien Duff previews Friday's Dublin derby with Bohemians, our live game this week and Off the Ball. And Unai Emery looks to land a blow on Luis Enrique and PSG. But first, Ireland remain in the hunt for promotion back to League A of the Nations League after last night's 2-1 win over Greece at Tallaght Stadium. Amber Barrett gave Carlo Ward's side a 9th-minute lead with a contentious penalty, with Anna Patton making it 2-0 5 minutes after the break. But a Via Tricky Sarri goal 18 minutes from time for the Greeks made it a nervy finish in Tallaght. Patton told OTB's Alana Conan that a refreshed Ireland team are beginning to gel.
Yeah, I think we all just like trust in our abilities and we got to stick with each other. And I wouldn't say we are a team that get frustrated. We all get around each other if something doesn't work. So yeah, we know it's a work in progress, but I think when we have moments of it really working, that's what keeps us confident in this new style of play.
Just in terms of leadership, obviously that's something Carla touched on after the last window that she was looking to continue to build on. Is that something you guys have worked on over this camp?
Yeah, I think as a team we've actually, the culture's been really good this camp. I don't know if you know the game Werewolf, but we've been playing it literally like every night. There was literally all of us pretty much last night playing. We have a great culture on camp and I think that allows people to feel really comfortable and lead. And obviously we didn't have Katie this game, but I think people stepped up and it was great to see.
Tyler Toland insists Ireland achieved their goal for this window.
Yeah, look, at the start of the window, what we set out to do was get 6 points. That's what we did. We're building, we're looking to go forward. And yeah, it's in our hands now, the next 2 games.
But former Ireland midfielder Ciara Grant says Ireland will have to be much, much better across the June bank holiday weekend.
Yeah, I think so. And I think this is the thing. We want to be dominating these teams. And, you know, the 1-0 against Turkey, the loss against Slovenia, great game on Friday night. I think the girls probably wanted to push on from there. So this is almost a little bit of a step back again. There was moments of some lovely plays, some lovely movements. I thought Marisha Shiva was great coming down, getting on the ball. But when she does that, we need more people then. If we're getting the ball out wide, we need more people in the box. If we're playing a 4-3-3, we can't have balls come in the box and it only be an Amber in there. We need more players getting in. So there's a few players who've changed positions, so maybe it's just going to take some time to get used to that. A lot of youth on the pitch today too, but I do think it's, you know, we need players stepping up now when we don't have the likes of Katie, Ruscha starting, Ciara Caruso out, you know, especially against opposition like Greece that we would expect to dominate and win well.
Mikel Arteta said he had some high-level help with his preparations for last night's 3-0 win over Real Madrid in the first leg of their Champions League quarter-final. Arteta says he spoke with his former Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola about the Real test. The Arsenal manager also says Declan Rice's injury isn't serious after he was removed with a foot problem, having scored two stunning free kicks. Arteta says his team were confident heading into last night's first leg.
Yeah, but especially that it was about us. My feeling was that the team was super convinced and we had the trust that we could do it. Because we've done it for now big periods against the best opposition that you can face in football for 2 years. And if you can do that, you can do it on the day. And especially with our crowd at that level, I think elevates the level of the team. And we have managed to beat them.
But the Arsenal boss knows the job isn't done yet.
Yeah, well, they were talking about it immediately. You know, great, enjoy it. And now let's prepare Saturday very well. And then we'll have the time to prepare the next challenge in Madrid. But they are all very excited.
Carlo Ancelotti says Real can't be too downcast about last night's result.
If you look at the game tonight, there is no possibility, but football is changed. I never expected, no one expected that Rice scored two goals on set pieces, and he scored two goals on set pieces tonight. So football, everything can happen. We have to believe, we need to have trust, because sometimes, a lot of time in Bernabeu happened.
What makes a leader? It's a tough question, but this we know for sure. True leaders lead by example. They take risks and plunge into life with determination. And for real leaders, there's a symbol of high adrenaline and high achievement, the Range Rover Sport. The Range Rover Sport redefines sporting luxury with a dramatic modern design that meets a distinctive sporting character. And a well-appointed cabin brings a sense of occasion to every drive. The active noise cancellation feature filters out unwanted sound, making the cabin a cocoon-like sanctuary. Optional PM 2.5 filtration reduces odors, bacteria, and allergens, while CO2 management enhances the wellness of everyone on board. Plus, you can curate the mood of every journey with configurable cabin lighting and bring a hint of refinement to every drive with optional 22-way adjustable, heated and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Build your Range Rover Sport at rangerover.com/us/sport. That's rangerover.com/us/sport.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
There are some things in life that just shouldn't be forgotten, like bringing your keys when you leave the house, setting your fantasy lineup, and most importantly, having Hidden Valley Ranch to watch the game. Especially if wings are on the menu. Those creamy, zesty, cool ranch flavors take each spicy, savory bite to an unforgettable level. Hidden Valley Ranch, only serious about flavor.
This week on Diverted.
What have you heard about this festival?
That they fight each other. And some people in the past, they choose to die. So
you say that they choose to die?
Some of them. Because for them, it's not something bad. If somebody dies, for the whole community, it's like an offering for Pachamama. To say thank you for what they have in life, the products, all this stuff.
In episode 3, we're going to Bolivia.
As soon as I get there, this cloud of white gas starts billowing towards me.
Tear gas.
Oh my God, I can actually feel it.
Go, guys.
Go.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.
Trouble by the Moulin Rouge has marred preparations for Aston Villa's quarterfinal first leg with PSG. Dozens of supporters from both sides clashed near the O'Sullivan's pub, which would be familiar to Irish supporters from the Olympic Games and Euro 2016. Emi Martinez has done little to quell tensions ahead of the game, wearing a hat that trumpeted Argentina's World Cup win over France and Qatar. But Villa boss Unai Emery has praised Martinez's maturity.
We are playing Champions League, we are playing different competition, we are playing clubs. And of course, Emilio Martinez is a very important player for us. He's one of the best players in the world, the better goalkeeper in the world. He got here the award for it this year in Paris. And football is to understand the supporters, to understand the how you are following, supporting, helping your team. Every players, every coaches, every supporters, when we are playing against another team in the same country or in different countries, we have to try to understand, always being respectful, our nationality and our identity, defending our clubs, our countries. I think it's no more. I think it's football, only football. And tomorrow we are going to face Paris Saint-Germain French team, playing football. The supporters, they are going to support them. Our supporters, they are going to support us. And hopefully, being respectful in everything.
PSG will be without the experienced Marquinhos due to suspension, with Lucas Beraldo to replace him at the heart of defence. Well, Luis Enrique will have to choose between Kvaratskhelia Kvaratskhelia and Désiré Doué on the right side of their attack. A diminished Borussia Dortmund head to Barcelona for the first leg of the quarterfinal. Nico Schlotterbeck and Marcel Sabitzer miss out due to injury, while Pascal Gross is suspended. By contrast, only Dani Olmo is missing for Barca, for whom Pau Cabarsi should return from suspension in defence. Shelburne have warned fans about fake tickets being offered for Friday night's Dublin derby against Bohemians. The game at Talca Park's already sold out, with Shell's warning of scams on social media. If you haven't got a ticket, Friday's derby is live and exclusive on Off the Ball. And Shell's boss Damien Duff has been speaking to our own Nathan Murphy.
You said inside you like a bit of an edge. The edge on Friday night with Bohemians, after what happened with Alan Reynolds, and by all accounts he's in the office, there's a few words exchanged. Is it more of an edge than you expected between Shells and Bowles and you and Alan Reynolds?
There's no edge between myself and the manager, and like I said inside, if I was going to dwell on their manager, their coaching staff this week and think about them, would be wasting time and energy. All I've done is watched their team, see how they play with and without the ball, and plan for that. So I was never going to waste time thinking about people or certain individuals. As for the edge, it's a fantastic edge that's been there since day one. Shelburne didn't need an opposition manager to come in and create something. The edge was there, and it's absolutely fantastic. I'm saying that with a smile on my face, because I can't wait for when there's not an edge in the game, or there's a flatness here, I, along with probably the fans, just want to go home. We all live for that edge, and it'll be there, believe you me, on Friday night.
I had wanted to ask you for a while about your approach as champions going into games now, because I remember when you played Waterford at the start of the season, we were talking about every team now is facing the champions and they up their game, and Vinnie Perth was saying on our League of Ireland podcast that actually, well, no, Shells are the champions. You go into these games now walking tall, you're the champions. You bring that extra layer of confidence into games like that. How do you get that balance of making sure that the players take what they did last season, appreciate it, take the confidence out of it, but also then knowing that every team's coming for you?
I think we can still take more confidence and belief out of last season. For instance, last Friday night at Richmond Park, I think we started the game like a team that maybe doubted ourselves, doubted that we could win the league. Whereas we finished the game absolutely believing that we'd win the league, that we are champions and that we can win it again. So I wish our guys would puff the chest out potentially more. But listen, the champions thing, the trophy's gone back now. It's not sitting up in there in an office and we're not polishing it every day. It's there for anybody to win, and we've to win it again. It's not ours anymore. So I think it's a good mindset to have. We all start again on level points while we're champions. We didn't get a head start this year, we're coming to the end of round one and we're 2 points off top. It's a really good position. It's a tight league. But for sure, yes, our players can puff their chest out more. But the trophy is gone back and it's for anybody's to win.
And you can hear that full chat with Damien Duff by becoming an Off The Ball member now. And finally, Galway United forward Emma Doherty has been named the SSC Airtricity Women's Premier Division Player of the Month for March 2025. The Donegal native scored 3 goals in as many games following a double against DLR Waves and the winning strike at home to Shamrock Rovers.
To listen to this morning's Off The Ball breakfast in full, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa HS for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.